Fred Film Radio from Torino Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 41st Torino Film Festival. I'm glad to welcome virtually Nicole Hofner, who's presenting her new film, You Hurt My Feelings, to be released with the Italian title A Dire Il Vero on February 8, 2024. Welcome. Thank you so much for being again with us, because you were already once on Fred in Venice. So thank you for being again with me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. How did you translate the name of the movie? Is it translated exactly?
Yeah, I think so. No, not really, but it means it's very interesting, because it would be to tell you the truth. So basically, it makes sense. Yeah. So here's a true story from Torino Film Festival. I was having breakfast this morning with my colleague and her actor husband, and suddenly they almost had an argument on whether she thought he really was good in his latest film. So, and then it hit me, because your film was there, like in front of me this morning. So my question is, was the starting point the idea of structuring a film around those little white lies that sometimes also make a relationship work in a way?
Right. Keep it going. I guess it was just wondering what that would be like if I found that out, that my spouse really didn't like something that I was working on after telling me he loved it. And, you know, of course, I think any filmmaker or artist of any kind, writer, wonders if when people are lying to them, because they have to. I mean, I don't want people coming up to me at a screening going, yeah, I thought it was okay. Or, you know, I didn't get it. I once had a therapist watch one of my films, and I really liked her, and she was really helpful. But she came to a screening of one of my films and then afterwards said, you know, I appreciated the work, but it didn't really move me. And it was like, oh no, I can't see you anymore. Like, it was just awful. I don't know what she was thinking. She should have lied, and she should have lied well. So there was, the trust was gone. And that kind of stuff is just really interesting to me. And I find this, the kind of behavior that people have around appreciating or not appreciating someone's work to preserve a relationship is just really curious, really interesting to me.
But something that the film made me think about is also that we can all take, you know, a bit of criticism in the things we do, but there's a difference with lying about the present we don't like, and lying about something the person we love or care about deeply identifies with. Right. I mean, in the field, Beth takes this hidden criticism by their husband so badly, because at least for me, writing defines her. So do you agree that there's a difference? I mean,
well, I think that I tend to equate myself too dearly to my movies, you know, and especially because they're really personal. And I feel like, well, these characters, so much of me is in each of these characters. And if the movie doesn't say move you, or if you don't like it, I take it so personally. I don't think about, oh, well, some movies work for some people and some movies don't work for some people. Like, I feel so devastated, or especially, you know, it depends on who it is, obviously. You know, if it's someone like a therapist or a spouse or a dear friend, please lie to me and do it well, because I'm convinced I can tell when someone's lying, right? Can't we all? It's like, I know, because, you know, when I lie, I say certain things, even though I'm trying really hard to make them believe me that I, you know, liked it. Does that answer your question?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. there's another thing, like sort of a deeper issue that I thought maybe I'm too existentialist, I don't know, but as a parent as well, there's this moment in which, you know, the son is basically telling his parents that they sort of ruined his ability maybe to understand what he's capable or what he's good at or not. So I was wondering if you got an idea of if we there's a way for us to really be honest with ourselves. If we can, every one of us can really judge ourselves and understand what we're good or bad, and how much of that is influenced by the way we were raised or the people we grew up with and mm-hmm. we surround each other with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was raised by a very honest mother, sometimes too honest. I mean, it's in my film, parts of her. And I grew up kind of feeling like, you know, I'm a truth teller, and lying to people or lying to myself is bad and weak. And that I should be, you know, really honest with myself. And I have to say, I can be too blunt, and I've hurt people's feelings with my honesty. And with my kids, you know, I have two sons and it's impossible. I mean, both of them are creative and I love what they do, but certainly not everything they do. And I have to gauge, you know, if you said you have kids, or, you know, you have to gauge how much motherly support versus, you know, creative criticism or criticism with love, because they're so sensitive, and because also I'm their mom, and most people want their mother's approval. I know I do, sadly, to this day. Yeah, it's really tricky. Yeah. And that's, you know, something I wanted to explore in the movie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, we've been talking to Nicola Loftoner, director of You Hurt My Feelings, A Dire Il Vero, screening at 41st Torino Film Festival. Out of competition, this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.